We're recording. So this morning we thought about the Scripture's announcement of God's answer to our sin. We heard of Christ Jesus born to Mary. We peered into that manger. And this evening we end the Lord's Day by looking at the worshipful praise of the angels. I had thought perhaps to do the whole section. I'm Presbyterian minister that I am. You know, we could be here maybe to midnight. But I thought this one verse, verse 14, is more than sufficient for us. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. This host of angels joined with the angel who announced to the shepherds. And they joined together a host, we're told, a multitude. Traditionally, whenever you see that word host or multitude, it kind of means like an army, like an angel army. And whenever an army sort of shows up at your door, it's generally not a good thing. Generally not a good thing. The British Army shows up in a foreign country. It's normally not so good for those of enemies of the state. The angel army appears here. And it's not an execution of the Lord's judgment for sin. The angel army of the Lord has not shown up to bring men to account for their sins. But instead we find them singing. They're singing. They're a choir. And they're singing glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. That first line of verse 14. Here's worship. The heavenly host had gathered to worship. To worship what? Well, to worship a miracle. To worship a miracle that has taken place, that the Lord God has wrought. They are worshiping a miracle that we confess. Jesus Christ, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Here's exactly what they were worshipping. The miracle that God has done. That which Paul writes in Galatians 4:4. But when the time had fully come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. We have a great miracle before us this evening. A great miracle to be worshipped. Indeed, the Lord and what He has done. That the Holy Spirit came over Mary and in her conceived God's Holy Son. Very God, very man. The angels were singing glory to God because the second Adam had appeared. A Savior who is a new beginning. A new beginning. He is the one who's yearned for by the people in the Old Testament. He's the one that we look back to. He is the one who is not tainted with Adam's sin. He is not the product of a man or a woman. That's why it's so important when we gaze the miracle, we confess the miracle of the virgin birth. Christ Jesus is not the product of a man and a woman. Every child born of man is tainted with Adam's sin. Corruption is in his or her soul. Yet glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Because He has broken the chain. He smashed it wide open. The chain of sinfulness. And He has started afresh. He is a new beginning. Himself taking on our nature, yet not subject to Adam's sin. He is one who indeed can run the race perfectly. A new Israel to redeem God's children and creation. That's why it's glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. But what's the second line of that grand song of the angels in the fields of Ephrata? Well, on earth, peace. On earth, peace. The angels just don't know about the miracle. The angels just don't know to sing glory to God. The angels know that there is a need for this miracle. There is a necessity for this miracle. Peace is needed by you and me. Peace is needed by the sons and daughters of men. The wages of our sin, we are told, is death. But here is peace incarnate. Come to our shores. Come upon our soil. There is no true peace on earth apart from Christ Jesus, apart from the Lord's Son. And see there, you see the necessity of the Christmas miracle. He must come down. We can't reach up. We can't reach up and win favor with the Lord by our own sinful hands. We need him to come down to make God pleased with us. And that's why the angels are singing. That's why they're singing. Because the way, the truth, and the life has come. Everlasting peace for you and for me. Between God and man in the Lord Jesus. Here's a peace that frees us from the sin that we're bound to. Here's a peace that lays a foundation for our salvation. Here's a peace that builds up a temple of praise in you and I as children, in our souls. Here's a peace that will one day make clean, will one day make clean the dirty spring of sin that indwells us. Here is Jesus, a peace who walks righteously where we cannot. Here's peace that brings a clean thing out of an unclean thing. Here's peace from our very beginning to our end. A peaceful covering in Jesus Christ. There's a Christmas miracle for you. There's wonderful praise. Necessity. Yet, how does the song end? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. Among those with whom he is pleased. That's a great miracle. This needed peace that we have. It is for me, and it is for you. It is for those in whom God's favor, his pleasure rests. Do you know the pleasure of God working that out in you? Do you know that favor of God? Do you know where it begins? Do you know where the favor of the Lord begins in you? You might think, well, I have an idea of a time when it begins. Maybe I prayed a prayer. Or I have an idea of when I started to feel something before the Lord. Oh no. That's not where the favor of the Lord begins. You can't even see it. But in your conception, there's where the favor of the Lord begins for you, for his children. You look back and you realize, what do we realize? We are born, as the psalmist says, we're born in sin, in iniquity. My mother conceived me. So, do you see God's pleasure tonight? There's a holy Savior who comes, who is your peace and your covering, who takes on that very form, conceived holy, born without sin, a perfect covering for you. He is God's anointed lamb. He is a burnt offering for our sins. And he is the Lord, solely and sufficiently capable to bear the sins of many his people. There is no other name on earth, no other name in heaven, by which we will be saved than Jesus Christ. He is such a perfect covering for us. And God's pleasure just doesn't begin way, way back then. God's pleasure continues through your life, through the life of his children. You know, the Lord Jesus' life from his manger to his grave and rising again and onwards, it covers us. Christ Jesus says to come unto me and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. You know what the rest of Christ is? It's because he has set himself against you. He has worked for you. His work covers you so that you can know rest, because your sins sick hands can't work righteousness, but his sinless hands can work righteousness, are spotless. His innocence, his holiness covers you. Such a perfect Savior we have. There is no pleasure on earth that can match God's pleasure, God's favor, and to men in Christ. And you know that favor begins at conception for his children, continues through her life, and it continues into eternity. You know, I read the 23rd Psalm at Ellen Boyce's funeral earlier today. How does that psalm end? And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our happiness can truly be ours, because God's favor falls upon us, and that we have a home in heaven with our Savior, with his children, our loved ones, found in Christ, accepted by faith. There's a favor that is truly wonderful, truly to be worshipped, a Christmas miracle. You know, the angels did not sing a worthless tune. They did not sing a vain song above those fields. The word truly became flesh. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Their song was true. Glory to God in the highest. The miracle has happened. Peace on earth. How we need peace. Among those whom he has pleased. Well, that's borne out in the beautiful fruit of the Spirit in us. You know, there's only one right response to this song, to this announcement. It's out of faith, of glorifying and praising God for his Son, our perfect Savior, our spotless Christ, our divine Lord. You'll find no other person who is good news like Christ Jesus. There's no other way to peace with the Lord. Favor is found by him alone. So our song joins with the host of heaven. We can sing with them, glory to the Lord in the highest. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. May you this Christmas be filled with joy from above as you number among the redeemed, saved and sanctified by the Lord Jesus. Receive him by faith. Trust upon him. Confess your sins and you find a Savior like none other. Let's pray.